Montpelier High School is flying a Black Lives Matter flag this month to mark Black History Month. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, that action has triggered some strong reactions.
When Joellen Mensah was a sophomore at Montpelier High School, African-American poet Major Jackson came to speak at a school assembly. That day set in motion a series of events that would cause the Montpelier schools to look inward and make systematic changes. And it would lead to Montpelier High School's flying the Black Lives Matter flag this month. But it's not the words of the acclaimed poet that set those changes in motion. It was a single word, uttered by some boys in the audience, and Joellen Mensah's reaction. Montpelier High School principal Mike McRaith explains.
There were some students sitting behind Joellen who used the N-word, and she turned around and asked them not to do that, and they said they could say whatever they wanted.
But Mensah had heard enough.
And that was really upsetting, and I think it was a culmination of many different experiences of overt racism and implicit bias that she's experienced since being in kindergarten here.
With the help of a school social worker, Mensah and her friend Noelle Ryby Williams formed a diversity club, which would later come to be called the Racial Justice Alliance. That's the group that asked the Montpelier Board of School Commissioners to fly the Black Lives Matter flag this month, and the board unanimously approved. Mensah says at first, the group wasn't taken seriously.
Our peers kind of thought our group was a joke.
But in less than 2 years, the Racial Justice Alliance has grown in numbers and influence.
A lot of people have been applauding our work and have wanted to join. At first, it was just me and Noelle. Now it's 21 students, and hopefully next year it'll be even more.
That work includes raising awareness of the problems and specifically addressing them through staff professional development and curriculum changes. And Montpelier School's Superintendent Brian Ricca says the work will continue.
One of the things that for me is so important about flying a Black Lives Matter flag in Montpelier Public Schools is that it's not a singular event. It's not the culmination. It is the culmination of a lot of internal dialogue, but it's not the culmination of our work on equity. It's not the beginning, and it's not the end.
The school received a wave of negative feedback, much of it from far outside Vermont's borders, when it first announced it intended to fly the Black Lives Matter flag, and again when the flag went up on February 1st. The criticism came to administrators' emails and voicemails, and the principal received personal attacks on social media. But Principal McRaith says all that's been overshadowed by an outpouring of local support.
The primary experience for us is tremendous support. Is there some yucky stuff? Yep, there is. Are we surprised? I wasn't, and I'll just speak for myself on that. Is it jarring? Yes, it is.
And Superintendent Ricca says that jarring feeling gave him a little insight into the experience of Montpelier's 18 African-American students, including Mensah.
But to glimpse what the world must be like at times for Joellen. And that's the jarring part to me. And that's the discomfort that I felt, which made me recommit.
Mensah will graduate from Montpelier High School this year, along with about half the members of the Racial Justice Alliance. So they're working to empower the younger members of the group to carry on next year and beyond. I asked Mensah what she'd like to see at her old high school if she comes back in a decade for a class reunion.
I would like to see the flag still there. I would also like to see that students can come to school and just learn and learn the truth. I think as simple as that.
The Board of School Commissioners has committed to flying the Black Lives Matter flag for the month of February. Superintendent Ricca says the board will discuss whether to extend that time frame at its meeting later this month. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.